Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throughout the history of time, legendary battles have been waged across the entire sports landscape. Ali versus Frazier, Bird versus Magic, Manning versus Brady, and now perhaps the fiercest rivalry of them all, Lorenzo Neal.
You gotta run. When you play football, newsflash, you gotta be able to run, Dibs. So
versus Dan Dibley.
Quiet, Lo. Shut your mouth, Lo.
Every Friday at 9:45 during the NFL season. Who will win this epic showdown? Find out now.
All right, here we go. Low versus Dibs, week 7 edition. Both individuals had Kansas City last night, so no blood there. What are the official standings, Dibs?
Low is sitting 56 wins, 36 losses. There has been one tie. I'm on 50 wins, 42 losses, one draw. It's a 6-game lead for the big fellow who has yet to lose a week this season.
So that means you get to determine who will go first and who will go second. Would you like to go first with the first game, or would you like to defer?
You know what? I'll go first.
You would like to go first. Yeah. Okay. Music, please. Lorenzo Neal, first game out of the chute. It's the Arizona Cardinals at the New York Giants.
Ooh, it's a tough one. I think I'm going to ride with the Giants. I'm going to take the home team. This one was close. Flip the coin. Go with the Giants.
Lowe's going with Big Blue, Tibbs.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Giants, the home team, in these coin toss games. It's a little too early in my process to start flipping against what I think. This is tempting, though, but I'm going to stick with Big Blue in this one. Give me the Giants.
Follow me.
Big Blue is off the bye here. Arizona off a big win against Atlanta. No blood in the first round.
Chance.
Just feeling each other out. Here we go to round two. Dibs up first this time. Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Red hot in Indianapolis to take on the Colts.
I'm going to go with red hot Deshaun Watson over the Colts. Give me Houston on the road here in this one.
I'm going to go opposite. Give me the home team. I think Colts got a bigger physical. They get after you. I like them. They're going to run the ball. I like the Colts.
2 weeks to get ready for this game. They're off the bye, and some predicting the big letdown spot for the Texans. They had the huge win over the Chiefs.
Now
we stay with you. I didn't tell anyone. I waited until the end.
I didn't know they were on a bye last week. Don't tell me.
All right.
You can switch if you want. I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
The dude is he's a bomb, Joe. You want me to say it? You want to hear something?
Trash talk.
I just dare you.
Yes.
Try winning this contest once before you talk over there.
All right.
There we go. I got two straight titles.
All right. Round three. We got blood. We got one separation. We're in round three. It's Miami. Red hot.
Ooh.
White hot in Buffalo against the Bills.
I'm going to go with the Bills. Fresno's finest. We're going to go ahead and take the Bills. We got that quarterback. He's going to get it right.
Get him, Dibs. You know you like the fish.
He's from Fireball, and he's trending toward being a hung tooth. But I said already on this very program.
Follow me.
Miami is the worst team in the history of the NFL. On their way to 0-16.
Come on.
Give me Buffalo. And the real Zoe, Lorenzo Alexander.
Love that guy.
Lowe and Dibs both taking the 17-point favorite in a straight-up pick'em contest.
On a limb, Coach. On a limb.
Game number four, Minnesota at Detroit.
Man, Detroit burned me on Monday night. The pencil unable to get that thing across the finish line. The Zebras might have helped them. Minnesota's just a better team. And on a short week, give me Minnesota.
Dibs has the Vikings. Lowe, which say you?
Yeah, I like Minnesota, too.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Both guys are on Minnesota. Still feeling each other out. Only one discrepancy so far. Next game up, Derek Carr, Fresno State, and the Oakland Raiders, traveling to Green Bay.
Yeah, you know.
Frozen Tundra.
Yeah.
To take on Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
And the Packers.
That's right. I've been saying it. This is a playoff team. Guys, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see how it works out. Telling they're a playoff team. Think they're going to win their conference. I'm going with the Raiders. That's right. Raiders. Silver and black.
Do you think they win the conference or do you mean the division?
Their division.
Okay. They're plus 700. 7-1. Some money to be made on that. They just came out with the new odds based on the
Patrick Mahomes is done.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. Dibs, how do you see it? Raiders at Packers.
Impressive win for Oakland over Chicago and London, but this is not the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers leads the pack to the win. Give me Green Bay. I will not be follow you this time.
And you're laughing. Like,
how do you make that pick and then drive over to Oakland?
I'd live there, Joe. It's the Bay Bridges right there. And if they're going to be gone before I will, the Raiders, that is, I'm going to outlast them.
All right, sticking with you, Gardner Minshew and the mustache and the Jaguars traveling to Cincinnati to play the Bengals.
Bengals are going to have to win a game at some point, but it won't be this one. Give me the shoe and the Jags on the road, Joe.
I'll shoe it as well.
Shoe it as well? Okay, moving along. Low, it's Jared Goff and the Rams looking to bounce back. They're in Atlanta against the Falcons.
The Rams. I'll take the Rams.
The Rams?
I like Atlanta at home in this one, Joe. Give me
really?
The Falcons. Yeah, give me the Dirty Birds.
A little bit of blood there.
Thought about that.
That'll be an interesting one.
It's just good pick.
If they can't win this, I mean, the Rams are reeling, and Atlanta's at home. Atlanta's terrible on the road.
Yeah. I almost did it. It's interesting.
I almost
did that
too.
One.
Do either of you feel confident at all?
No.
I'm the same way. I look at that game. It's like whatever side I'm on, I'm not happy.
Exactly.
On. Okay. Okay. Very fair. The Niners at Washington.
Niners, please.
Follow me. Take the Niners.
I picked first.
Listen, you've all said this team wouldn't be in the playoffs. You said they're winning in 7 games.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, right.
I said 5-11 was more likely than 11-5.
So both are on the 10-point favorite.
Yes,
in the Niners.
On a limb. Follow me.
The low ball. This is the low ball.
The low ball.
Chargers at Titans.
You know what? Play for both these teams. This is a really tough one. I'm going to go ahead and go Titans. I'm going to go Tennessee Titans. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Play the sound effect anyway.
Go Chargers.
Doesn't
He's
matter.
Different. He's going to ride.
All right, you're taking the Titans. Yep. Very interesting. Dips.
You can play the sound effect again, but I'm not taking that team.
Go Chargers. Go.
You cannot trust the Chargers.
Oh, my God. They got a backup quarterback.
I'm tired of picking L.A. and watching Phillip Rivers flip the ball from waist height and blow another game. Their coach is a hung tooth.
So you got the Chargers and you got Tanahan.
I got Tennessee. We both have Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, you both took Tennessee.
Yeah. Both took Tennessee.
You were both fighting and you made the same pick?
Yeah.
Yes.
You told us you want more blood.
Yeah, no, I did. I got lost. That's on me. That's on
me. You wanted this, Joe.
Both
you wanted
Chargers. Go.
You so
wanted
both
this.
Of you were on Tennessee. Against
correct.
Chargers.
Correct.
Okay,
even though
wow.
he grew up with Phillip Rivers, he turns his back on him.
Start okay. Tennessee first.
Very interesting. All right, one of my favorite games of the week. I guess we're starting with Dibs here.
Yes.
Is this one? Seattle hosting Baltimore.
Ooh,
I'm
great.
Very interested to see where ooh-wee. You two are going.
Great matchup. Lamar Jackson's been unbelievable
Ryan
winning the
him,
football, but you
take
go
him.
On the road, the 12th
take
man.
Him.
I'm not taking Baltimore. I'm going with Seattle. I'm going with Seattle at home, Coach.
Seattle.
Ravens.
I'm with you.
Ravens.
I'm with you. Ravens are on the bye next
thank
week.
You.
Ravens are on the bye next
tell
week.
Tell me they're heading to a bye.
Seattle. Look at Seattle's wins at home. 1 point over Cincinnati. The Rams missed the field goal late.
Saints beating Seattle.
I've been looking at this one. I'm like, I think this is a good spot for Baltimore. That's going to be a good football game. No matter what happens, that's going to be a good football game. All right, this is another one. I'm interested where you two are at. Saints at Bears.
Go ahead, Dibs.
You go first.
This one's on you.
Oh, yeah. He already knows. I already know where he's going, so I'm going opposite. I'm going to probably take the Saints because I know he's going Bears. No, take that. I'm going Bears. That's right. I got the Bears.
Lo has the Bears. Dibs.
I'm so confused by all that ghost motion and that jet sweep.
That was a
fake.
Jet sweep.
I'm on New Orleans, so yeah, this is difference number five.
Nice. I'm glad you guys are split on that. That's tough. That
tough
one
game.
Has been Bears open 3.5. The money came in on New Orleans and moved it. Teddy Bridgewater, 27-7 against the spread as a starting quarterback in the NFL going back to his time
and
in Minnesota.
And you got Mitch back, so good luck with that.
No, I think it's listed as Daniel. Is Trubisky going to play?
I think he is going to play.
Mitchell Trubisky's going to fight?
Man.
Mitchell Trubisky's going to fight.
I'm a switch.
Too late.
It's okay. You're on the Bears. They're off the bye.
Yeah,
they're treating it like a must-win. In Chicago, everyone's on edge. They're treating it like a must-win. Sunday Night Football. Do it. Dallas versus Philly. Do it. Take the carrot.
Jason Carrot.
Yes.
You're taking the carrot?
He's taking the carrot.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah. They guaranteed victory this week. You never go against the team that guarantees victory.
Never.
Have you not heard of Joe Namath?
Dallas is listening to those media. They hear it where they said. If you have, even though you don't like it, and here's the deal. I was going to take Philadelphia, and because T.O. came on and said that, and I was like, okay, I believe that. But then now when another team calls you and say, no way, head coach guaranteed, you got that up there and say, I don't care if you don't like the coach. You're questioning their manhood. If Dallas can't win this game, they're done. They're not in the playoffs. This is it. I don't care. They will not make the playoffs. Okay. Then they don't make the playoffs.
This thing's over.
Okay.
It's over. All right. Final game.
Final one.
Final game. This is going to be a tough one. It's the Patriots in New York to take on the Jets. You go ahead and follow me. I'll go first, and I'm going to go out of the limb and take Tom Brady. I like what he's done, this young quarterback. Give me the Patriots. You can go ahead and go against.
He's got some upside.
You can follow me if you want. Follow.
Honestly, this one's tough. I think the Jets are going to upset them. They're going to flat out beat them, but I'm taking the Patriots just because I'm in this thing.
Nice hedge.
Smart move there. And you got the words out, too. So if the Jets end up winning the game, you can say you called it, but also you're protected against Dibs in the comeback. It's a smart political play.
You're in the same way, huh? Don't you think they're going to...
I'm betting the Jets. I'm taking those 10 points. I really like the Jets plus the points. And if they win that game, I'm not going to come in and go, can you believe the Patriots lost that game? No way.
Six differences, coach. If I run the table,
this is the biggest one. I told you this is the biggest one.
That's it for us.